Play ball!
Redham Cup Baseball is on the air. KWHI's broadcast the game against Katy Pate, Tomei Pazza by the Redham Sports Friends. The pregame show is brought to you by Mattress Guys, Bilski Waterwell Services, Computer Helpers, Apple Ford, Redham National Bank, Branded Graphics, J&J Packing, Woodson Lumber Company, Wellman Insurance Agency, Citizen State Bank, BVR Material, Redham Nursing and Rehabilitation, DDM Pipe and Steel, Blinn College, Tegner Toyota, Greenspan Profiles, HEB, Tire Construction, and TNA Services. Go to the field and your hosts, Doug Brown and Tommy Lange, for the pregame after these words from our sponsors.
Start preparing for warmer weather and keep your livestock cool with a new stock tank from Woodson Lumber. They have any size to fit your needs and budget. Woodson Lumber offers a wide range of treated fence posts, barbed wire, and field fence to suit any property size and keep your livestock secured and protected. With expert staff to guide you and high-quality products that cater to your specific needs, Woodson Lumber is your one-stop shop for everything you need to thrive in your farm or ranch. Come visit us today in Brenham, Caldwell, and Lexington.
When you buy insurance, you should have many choices. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. We provide you with companies you're familiar with, and we're very proud to now be offering Germania Insurance Company. Because Wellman Insurance Agency is an independent agency, we offer you several choices of insurance for your business, auto, home, life, and health. Find more choices when you choose Wellman Insurance Agency, your local Germania agents. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
Between school days, attending practices, and rodeo season all in full swing, it can feel like there's no time to grocery shop. But spending precious hours at the grocery store is a thing of the past with HEB's curbside and delivery services. At Brenham's HEB, they'll handpick the freshest items and deliver them right to your car with curbside. It's okay that you forgot, again, but don't worry. HEB in Brenham is always here for you. Just place your order online at heb.com.
If you have unwanted guests in your home, T&A Pest Control can help. T&A Pest Control Services is locally owned and operated in Brenham. They provide you with their brand name products and give you the best quality service they have to offer. Give them a call today for a free quote and let them help you get on your way to a pest management plan that works for you. At T&A Services, their number is 979-203-7632 or for Espanol, 979-661-2524.
All right, as we welcome you out to Katy Pate High School, Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you on a beautiful Monday afternoon here at the ballpark as the Brenham Cubs get set to take on the Pate Panthers. And a team we hadn't seen in a while, a former district opponent of ours, but since they moved up to 6A, hadn't had a chance to play them. So now back over here and getting a chance to see how they progress.
No doubt about it. Very, very familiar with the baseball field. But the one thing I can say, I was conversing with both the coaches, two tremendous gentlemen, by the way, and I made the comment to them, y'all still have a beautiful field, but y'all had a little bit more rain than we did.
Yeah.
And they made the comment, but it's, of course, part of it's due to the area here, this they're a little bit more blessed down here than we are sometimes.
Yeah.
they just get a little bit more rain. But beautiful ballpark. Everybody will hear more about that later. A little bit of real estate down the foul line.
Oh, yeah. They're going to have plenty of ground to cover the infielders and the outfielders. And the catcher, too, behind home plate there. If one gets away, somebody can run for daylight. But yeah, we're
get a little bit of exercise for sure.
Absolutely. And we're getting ready for tonight, this afternoon's opening pitch, and we'll talk more about the game. But first, let's send you back to the studios and let's hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Apple Ford is proud to be sponsor of Brenham's finest baseball teams in the area. Yet Blinn Bucks Baseball, Blinn Lady Bucks Softball, Brenham Cub Baseball, and the Brenham Cubette Softball Teams. Apple Ford would like to wish everyone good luck to all who plays today. Stop by Apple Ford and meet one of our helpful team members to assist you with ordering your new dream vehicle that'll knock your expectations out of the park. Come on in today. Apple Ford on Highway 290 West in Brenham. You'll find Apple Ford is the smart choice.
Spring is here, and that means it's time to cheer on the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes. Whether you're in the stands or around town, show your team spirit with custom sports apparel from Branded Graphics. From game day tees and hoodies to hats and fan gear, you can shop sports apparel online made right here by your hometown print shop. At Branded Graphics, they're proud to support Brenham Cubs baseball and Cubette softball because supporting the teams means supporting the community. Gear up this season. Shop local. Shop BrandedGraphics.com.
Greenspan Insulated Panels is proud to be cheering on the Blinn Bucks, Brenham Cubs, and Cubettes all season long. When local businesses need reliable, energy-efficient building solutions, they trust Greenspan Insulated Panels. From insulated panel installations at Bluebell Creameries, Brianna Salad Dressing, Country Boy Sausage, and HEB, Greenspan helps keep Brenham businesses running strong, supporting their teams, supporting their community. Call 844-807-7400 today. Greenspan Insulated Panels. Built to perform, built to last, built right.
All right, as we come back here to Katy Peyto High School, Brenham Cubs and the Peyto Panthers, opening day of the 2026 baseball season. And we see several folks have made the trip up here. See some green and white out there in the stands, ready to take this one in. And for the Cubs, just looking up and down the roster, and a large chunk of the players, Coach Chase Wheaton is returning from last season. And last season, of course, they were able to get back into the playoffs, finish, and was it, I'm trying to remember, it was a three-way or four-way tie for the district championship?
Yes, correct.
And so a lot of experience here on this team. And they're hoping that that will carry them, help them take it to the next level.
No doubt about it. You've got a number of key faces and key positions, which is, that's very, very important. The number one main one that I like, the Cubs have returning individuals straight up the middle. Your catcher's back. You get pitchers back, shortstops back, second baseman's back. Only new face is in center field, but he did see a lot of action, a lot of experience. Mm-hmm. So we're good. We're strong up the middle, and we have some good senior leadership out there.
Absolutely. And, of course, the one we always think about, he was a big acquisition last year, moving here and joining the team, was shortstop. Dalton Hart, who was not only defensively, but then offensively at the top of the order there, really made a difference last season.
Oh, no doubt about it. You know, that we were about as lucky as you could possibly get last year. And the other thing which became a mainstay, was Evan Curtis behind the plate.
Yep.
Just two things, two key positions.
Brody Tucker behind them.
Brody Tucker, what am I saying? Evan Curtis. Brody Tucker, sorry. Thank you for correcting me. I knew that. It just didn't come out. But anyway, two key positions that were filled. Of course, this year they're both seniors, and, we hope they both have an outstanding year.
Absolutely. And we're going to take another break. We've got more to come here on the pregame. Well, first, let's send you to the studios, and let's hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Some things you just take personally. Your finances are exactly those types of things. At Brenham National Bank, we do things the right way when it comes to taking care of you. Why? Because we take things personally, too. If you want a banker that cares about knowing your name and your goals, come see us. From your first savings account to growing your business, at Brenham National Bank, you are more than an account number. You are a neighbor, and we take that personal. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you. At Brenham National Bank, that's what we do.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
And as we come back here, the players getting ready for the start of this one. And also, let me mention Brenham Cubettes are in action as well, and we'll try to keep tabs on their game. They're over at the brand-new West Fork High School, and for game there, they're starting the same time as ours. And so when we get updates, we'll be sure to pass that along. But Cubettes, getting off to a rough start at the at the leadoff classic, ended really good with three straight wins.
Oh, no doubt about it. Really impressed. And, you know, one thing we can say, and they were really good. They were really good additions last year, that huge freshman class.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I both could tell they've made the step up.
Exactly.
And they've improved. And not that they were bad. That has nothing to do with it. They have just, because you and I both know that from going from freshman JV level and you make that step to the varsity level, it is a major step. And they did an excellent job last year, but made another jump forward. So that's good.
And we're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll take a look at this afternoon's starting lineups. But first, let's send you back to the studios and hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Almost every child in Washington County dreams of being one of Brenham baseball or softball legends. Collier Construction, along with parents, teachers, administration, and coaches, are proud of the young men and women and are here to support our youth of Washington County. Let's teach our kids the value of setting a goal and achieving it. Collier Construction in Brenham is looking forward to this year's baseball and softball season. Collier Construction, building for Brenham's future.
Do you need short or long-term care after an acute hospital stay or from home? Make Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center your choice for skilled nursing care. Their staff is ready to help guide you through physical, occupational, or speech therapy, as well as post-surgical rehabilitation, cardiac, stroke, pulmonary, wound care, and other services to get you back doing what you love. For more information, contact them today at 836-9770 or stop by 400 East Sales Street. Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center is here for your short and long-term care.
Brenham Cup baseball and softball are in full swing, and those of us at Citizens State Bank are proud to cheer them on. We've been hitting your standards out of the park since 1925 with local service, trusted relationships, and a commitment to our hometown success. Because at Citizens State Bank, your hometown is our hometown too. Proud supporters of Brenham Cup baseball and softball. Citizens State Bank, local people, local decisions. Member FDIC.
And as we come back here, it's time now for the starting lineups. And the starting lineups brought to you by TNA Services, locally owned and operated pest control company in Brenham, providing you with the best quality service and pest management plan that works for you. For a free give them a call for a free quote. And for the Brenham Cubs, leading it off will be the center fielder, Ethan Aschenbeck. Batting second, shortstop, Dalton Hart. Batting third will be the designated hitter, Drake Benke. Batting fourth, first baseman, Braden Steele. Batting fifth will be the second baseman, Landry Mendoza. Batting sixth, third baseman, Owen Finke. Batting seventh will be the right fielder, Luke Hardy. Batting eighth, the catcher, Brody Tucker. Batting ninth, the left fielder, Caleb Maurer. And doing the pitching will be Kyle Curtis. And now for the Peyto starting lineup, it'll be leading off the shortstop, Edneil Quiles Torres. Batting second, the center fielder, Jose Salazar. Batting third will be the pitcher, Victor Salazar. Batting fourth, catcher, Alan Soto. Batting fifth, first baseman, Mike Barrera, Jr. Batting sixth, right fielder, Alfonso Collins. Batting seventh will be the left fielder, Christian Luna. Batting eighth will be the third baseman, Adam Lomas. And batting ninth, second baseman, Javier Sequeira. And that is your starting lineups as we continue with the pregame. And let's send you back to the studios and let's hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Cub and Cubettes, along with the Blim Bucks and Lady Bucks, a successful baseball and softball season. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476. For quality water well pump repairs and installation, call Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They have over 30 years of experience and can get your water flowing again. Bilski works on all brands of water well pumps and tanks. Plus, they can improve your water's taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Get the best water out of your well. Call Bilski's Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job is too small. Bilski's Water Well Service also offers trenching services. Call Steve Bilski at Bilski Water Well Service for a free estimate.
Need your PC repaired but hate to tear it down and haul it to the computer store? Those days are gone. If you call Computer Helpers, they offer remote repair services to fix all kinds of software issues. All you need is an internet connection, and Computer Helpers can log in and remotely fix and repair your Mac or PC. Just call the nerds at Computer Helpers at 979-836-6098. The Nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham.
All right, as we are getting set, head coaches having words with the plate meeting with the home plate and base umpire here. And looks like the players are stepping out. And I was curious if we were going to get national anthem and intros and all that stuff, but looks like they got the batting helmets on already. Meanwhile, it's time for our game time weather forecast and the game time weather update brought to you by Blinn College. With the state's highest academic transfer rate, low tuition and fees, Blinn's a great choice for your future. To learn more, visit blinn.edu. And let's see, should have pulled this up right away. And here in Katy right now, we got 71 degrees. And it's supposed to get up to 74 this afternoon. Then tonight dropping down to 55 degrees. I was looking at the wrong line here. And then, sunny skies, gorgeous day outside. Very little wind, no rain in the forecast for this afternoon. And humidity right now at 60%. And sunset tonight scheduled for 6:13. And that is your game time weather update brought to you by Blinn College. And when we come back, we'll have this afternoon's first pitch after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Barndominiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Custom Metal Buildings has built their reputation for excellent customer service through 30 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their location in Brenham or Bastrop.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at teglertoyota.com.
I'm Anthony. Anthony Jasinski, and I have an urgent message.
I'm excited to introduce to you Brenham's own mattress guy, handcrafted all new line of mattresses called Rolobed. I designed this product with comfort, quality, and cooling in mind. Rolobed wraps you in plush support for the ultimate sleep experience. Whether you prefer firm or soft, Rolobed offers you both for the price of one.
Yeehaw!
And don't forget, this is exclusively offered at Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank. If you're looking for a local lender that's Texas-grown and customer-owned, look no further. The Texas Farm Credit Brenham office, located on Highway 290 East in Brenham, specializes in flexible financing for agriculture, agribusiness, real estate, and more. We also offer insurance for crops, pasture, and livestock. Serving Washington, Austin, Lee, Lavaca, and Waller counties, we're here to support your farm operations and rural home purchases. Let our Brenham lending experts find the perfect services for your needs. Visit us today.
Play ball!
Today's pregame show is brought to you by Mattress Guys, Billskate Waterwell Services, Computer Helpers, Apple Ford, Brenham National Bank, Branded Graphics, J&J Packing, Woodson Lumber Company, Wellman Insurance Agency, Citizen State Bank, PVR Material, Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation, DDM Pipe and Steel, Glenn College, Tegger Toyota, Greenspan Profiles, HEB, Dyer Construction, and TNA Services.
And we come back here, and Victor Salazar on the hill, and the pitch to Ethan Aschenbeck is inside for a ball, 1-0, and we're officially underway a couple of minutes early. Aschenbeck, a little slow roller up the third base side, and he is going to beat it out. And they threw it away down in the corner. Aschenbeck heading for two. And they're still of it. He's going for three. And he's going to end up all the way at third base. It'll be an infield single and then a two-base error. And that sets up the Cubs right away, TL.
I'm telling you, Doug. And you know what? That was one of those little bitty old slow rollers that we're on a natural turf field here. And it just stayed on the grass, but you know what? In the books, it's still a hit.
Yeah. And then now Dalton Hart stepping in, left-hand batter, left-hand pitcher. And pitch taken outside for a ball. It's 1-0. Aschenbeck, and then Hart, and then Behnke waiting on deck. And next pitch taken for a ball.
Going back to that little slow roller, that what you call it was a no man's land.
Yeah,
for Ethan, it was absolutely perfect.
And another one outside of ball, and it's 3-0 now on Dalton Hart. And that one in there for a strike, 3-1. Hart committing during the offseason to Blinn College.
That was a big surprise.
And 3-1, and it's down low, ball 4, and Hart draws the walk. So the Cubs get the first two men on, and that'll bring up Drake Behnke. Behnke in his senior season, 4-year starter at the varsity level. Second-generation Cub.
Seen a lot of that over the years.
Yeah. And Salazar checking the base runners, and the pitch to Behnke is in there for a strike on the outside corner, and 0-1. Aschenbeck at third, Hart at first. And this one's going to be popped up out into left center and left fielder. Didn't drop it in. And so that's going to, or was it caught?
I saw the center fielder pick it up.
Okay. Because I was wondering why Hart had stopped at second base.
You know, I was getting ready to give Becky a double. You know, I'm watching.
And then he had to retreat all the way back to first. But nevertheless, scoring was Ethan Aschenbeck. And Ethan Aschenbeck just made the first run of the game. Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow. Focus on helping you grow. If you're considering purchasing farm, ranch, rural real estate, or even a new home, consider Texas Farm Credit for your financing needs. Yeah, it's a two on. A run is in. Yeah, so I guess we'll give Benke a long single. Yeah, Braden Steele the batter now. Two on, still nobody out. Runners go, and they will be safe on a double steal. And pitch taken inside for a ball. Braden was mainly used last year as a relief pitcher, and this is the first chance we get him getting to see him play in the field. Steele and then Landry Mendoza, followed by Owen Finke. We're in the top of the first inning. Cubs lead it already 1-0 and looking for more. Runners at second and third, nobody out. And now the conference on the mound is over, and Salazar trying to fire himself up. Steele steps in.
Just struggling just a little bit.
And pitch taken for a strike. Next pitch, ground ball, foul up the third base side. And that will fill it at 3-2. And that one's inside, ball four. Second walk of the inning, and Steele will take the trot on down to first. And so now the bases are going to be loaded for Landry Mendoza. Mendoza stepping in. Four-year starter on the varsity. And first pitch to him is taking for a strike in. It's 0-1. And that one, curveball in there for a strike. Good pitch there by Salazar.
It looked as though that one broke over a foot.
Yeah. And Mendoza swings and misses, and he's down on strikes.
I tell you what, Salazar came with a good, lively fastball, got it up in the strike zone, and Landry just a little hesitant, but did go around.
And it's going to bring up Owen Finke. Finke getting the start at third. And he swings and misses at the fastball. It's 0-1. Next pitch from Salazar, and Finke fouls this one over to the right side, down the first base line, and that's going to land out of play.
It Tell you what, Doug, that's what I'm going to have to do during the summer months now is get back down to those Little League games, because you saw a lot of these young men grow up through the Little League ranks.
And third ball in there, strike three, caught Finke looking, and that's two outs.
Tell you what, Doug, that was that big curveball again.
Yeah. And now Luke Hardy, the batter. Hardy, if memory serves me correct, I think he's a junior this season. And pitches up high for a ball.
Hey, came back with that curveball again. Just think he released it a little bit too early and it hung up.
And that one up high, 2-0. Bases loaded, now two outs. I was trying to get some runs in. They've already brought one run home, now looking for more. And take it for a ball. 3-0. And next pitch in there for a strike. Hardy taken all the way in. It's 3-1.
Even early in the season like this, I'm sure the coach doesn't want to see walk in a run, but he's going to do it anyway.
Yep. And that's ball four. And so that'll bring home Hart and keep the bases loaded. And it's now 2-0 Cubs here in the top of the first inning with Brody Tucker, the batter. Cubs have sent 7 players to the plate in this inning. And Tucker makes number 8. Try to check his swing. Umpire says he went around and it's 0-1.
Tell you what, Salazar does have a good lively fastball also.
And that one foul back behind us.
That would count 0-2. I think I would dig in a little bit and get ready for that curveball.
Yeah. And Salazar ready. And in there, he crossed him up with a fastball that time and strike three called. And so in the inning, the Cubs do get 2 runs on 2 hits. 1 error and the bases left loaded. We go to the bottom of the first, and it is Brenham 2. Pato coming into bat. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Robert's Service Station, Brenham's favorite full-service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice-cold drinks.
Subway, freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone app, or in person with 3 Subway locations in Brenham.
Where teens thrive, lead, and belong. The Boys and Girls Club believes in your greatness.
For a sweet job on your residential and commercial plumbing needs, call Plum Level. Techs you can trust to be on the level.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
McCoy's Lumber, from a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up, Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Explore Hyundai of Brenham's new electric vehicles, eco-friendly, cutting edge, and ready for a test drive. Highway 290 West.
For mouth-watering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main in Brenham.
Bluebell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street. For recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
Norman's Pharmacy. Independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
All right, as we come back here, and we head to the bottom of the first inning. And for the Cubs, it is Kyle Curtis out on the hill. And he'll be working to Brody Tucker behind the plate, right side of the infield. Braden Steele at first, Landry Mendoza at second. Left side, Dalton Hart at short, Owen Finke at third. And then the outfield, Ethan Oshebeck in center, Caleb Maurer in left and Luke Hardy in right. And for Pato, it'll be the top three in their order. Edneil Quiles-Torres, Jose Salazar, and then Victor Salazar. And Curtis finishes with his warm-up tosses. And that'll bring up Edneil Quiles-Torres, left-hander, or left-hand hitting shortstop against the right-hander Curtis. And the first pitch to the bottom of the first, outside for a ball. Cubs leading this one 2-0. And that one, a ground ball, the second. And Mendoza throws on the first, and that's out number one. Thought we might see Dawson Kymier this afternoon, but coach elected him save him for the Louisiana tournament this weekend. And Jose Salazar, the center fielder, takes the first pitch outside a ball from Curtis.
I've understood with some of the conversations around town that there's going to be some really good competition there. So that's good.
That's what I understand, yeah. Ground ball to second. Mendoza again throws on the steal. And it's two quick outs for Curtis.
That's exactly what you like to see.
And now they'll bring up Victor Salazar. So Curtis facing his mound opponent now. Another left-handed bat and pitch taken for a ball. We're in the bottom of the first. And Curtis kicks in, brings it. Fastball high, and we'll make it 2-0.
Curtis got that bill for a pitcher, Doug.
Yep.
Long and lanky.
Yeah. And pitch taken for a ball, 3-0. And that one taken outside for a ball. And that is going to be a walk to Salazar. I'll send him on down to first and bring up the catcher, Alan Soto.
Now, you know what? I love this, Doug. He's going to let his pitcher run.
Yeah. That tells you what kind of athlete he is. They're not sending the courtesy runner out there. And pitch taken for a strike at zone one. And big curveball just misses, and it's 1-1. Curtis throws over to first, and runner back in safely. Wasn't really straying too far from the bag. And now going to step off and look the runner back. inside. Did get a piece? Nope. Just missed. Almost got a piece of him. And that one inside again. Another ball. And it's 3-1 now. And next pitch, that one's going to be out into the left field corner, but luckily for the Cubs, that one went foul.
Turned on it just a little quick.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And that one didn't really see a call, but it is ball four now.
I thought it was ball four.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And now they're going to get a courtesy runner for the catcher. As it comes out. And that'll be Devin Gratz, the runner.
Or maybe Soto wanted a shot at swinging the bat.
Now Mike Barrera Jr., the first baseman, with two out and two on. And that one outside for a ball. It's 1-0.
In all sports, you see a lot of that today.
Oh, yeah.
If it's not a junior, it's the first or the second.
And then there for a strike, it's 1-1. And outside for a ball. Two balls, one strike, two outs here in the inning. Curtis checks that lead runner. And he will bring it. Foul tip. And it will make it 2-2. Ground ball in the hole, it's short, and Hart throws on to first, and that'll retire the side in the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, two left on, and we got one inning in the books. Cubs lead it 2-0. Back after we hear another 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Blake Sander with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait. Go see Blake.
Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant on Prairie Lee Street. All-you-can-eat buffet and full menu items daily.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness, Washington County's number one fitness solution with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
Center Church Brenham seeks to display the good news of Jesus Christ in every part of life. Now located in the old First Baptist Church at 304 North Market Street in Brenham.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
Specializing in pork products, J&J Packing Company, your wholesale meat distributor.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains plumbing and drain experts.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library, your link to the past and gateway to the future.
Find that dream car you've always wanted
as we come back here. Victor Salazar tuning it up for the top of the second inning. Cubs lead this one 2-0 on this matinee President's Day game. Season opener. And for the Cubs, it'll be Caleb Maurer, and then back to the top of the batting order with Ethan Asha, Becca Dalton Hart. And Cubs kind of let a golden opportunity go by. They have bases loaded in the first inning and only managed to get a couple of runs out of it. So let's see if they can pick up tack on a little more to their total. And Caleb Maurer coming up to bat. And pitches inside for a ball. It's 1-0. And next pitch taken for a ball. And quickly, 2-0. And Maurer swings and smacks that one into left field base hit. Nice stroke. I like the swing that Maurer put on that one.
Our second number one hitter.
Yeah.
Or second leadoff hitter. Let's say it that way.
Yep. And now that'll ring up Ethan Aschenbeck. And pitches strike. Aschenbeck single, and then later score the first run of the ball game. And pitch inside for a ball. Next pitch, up high. And pitches inside for a ball. 2-1 count. Aschenbeck trying to get aboard.
Good. Came back with that good, lively fastball.
Got him. That's 2-2 now. And one is ball four. Load him up. Or no, that's two on, excuse me. And now I'll bring up Dalton Hart. Two on. Nobody out here in the inning. And pitch is a strike called on Dalton Hart.
Yeah, and came back with curveball again. He's had real good success getting that curveball over for strikes.
Sure, yeah.
Woo!
This one, and that's strike two.
Came right back with it.
And And that one is going to scoot through in for a hit. And go
wow.
to hold him up. So it'll be bases loaded now, nobody out. And you got Drake Behnke coming up.
Tell you what, Doug, good thing he held him up. The right fielder threw a strike to hold
yeah.
him.
And now we're going to get a time called and visitation out to the mound. Runners at every base. Ducks on the pond. So once again, Behnke at the plate. Runners at every base. You got Maurer at third. Aschenbeck at second. And Hart at first base. And pitch to Behnke. Is taken for a ball. Now Salazar going to step up out and take a walk around him. And that is going to be in the center field, and that's going to be caught. Runners tagging. And coming home to score, it's going to be Maurer. It's sack fly. And Maurer now puts the Cubs in front 3-0. And that'll bring up Braden Steele. And also tagging, Aschenbeck moves to third, and Hart moves to second.
I like that, Doug.
Yep.
Top three hitters are already all batting 1,000.
And that one inside for a ball. Braden Steele batting now. And then Landry Mendoza would be due up. Salazar going to stop, take a walk around the mound. Next pitch coming, and that is going to be foul up the third base side. Salazar with a look in. And that's taken for a ball. And thinking for another ball, it's 3-0. And he pops this one up along the field.
I don't know. And I was looking down for a second. Did he signal infield fly or not?
I'm guessing. And so pop up to the second baseman, the other Salazar, second baseman, that's Sequeira. And so two down now. Bring up Landry Mendoza. So Mendoza with a chance for some RBI opportunities. Long looking by Salazar, next pitch. And therefore strike in, it's 0-1. Cubs lead it 3-0. Or excuse me, 1-1. I believe 3-0. We're in the top of the second. And taking four strikeouts, 1-2.
Doug, I'm going to bring up, you were talking about beautiful day. Mm-hmm. Today is that endless sky.
Oh, yeah. And Mendoza sends this one. That is back. And that's up against the fence. And he's going to clear the bases. It's a two-run double for Landry Mendoza. Aschenbeck and Hart both score.
Tell you what, he got a pitch, you know, a little bit up in the strike zone. Doug and Landry took advantage of it.
That's going to make it now 5-0 Cubs here in the second inning. And we're going to get an early pitching change. And looks like we are. He takes the ball from Salazar. So with the pitching change, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, I want to tell you who the new pitcher is. But first, let's send you back to the studios near 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Apple Ford on Highway 290 in Brenham, your spot for new or used Fords.
Shop where the builders shop. Woodson Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Schleider Furniture and Mattress Co. in Brenham, the home of Sealy Posturepedic, beats big city gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
Faith Mission WIC, 100 South Chapel Street in Brenham. Empowering and educating families to make healthy choices for healthy families. Texas WIC.
For every young resale shop, 701 East Commerce. For gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
Experience truly exceptional service at Tegeler Toyota, 1515 Highway 290 West and at TeglerToyota.com.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 20 years. 289-0436.
Faith Mission, 40 years of service providing a hand up for the citizens of Washington County.
Thrive and Financial, see agents Ray Weiss, Marvin Spreen, Ryan Aschenbeck, Penny Molly, Barney Lesh, Sean Weiss, and Casey Henley.
Don's Appliance. Appliance Services. Fast, courteous service on your appliances. A local business serving local people.
And back we go here. As for the Cubs, it'll be Owen Finke batting now. And TL, who's our new pitcher here for?
What number is that? I missed it, Doug. I was trying to get it and try to focus here, and missed it. But I'm going to get it here for you shortly.
Okay. And Owen Finke batting. Finke 0 for 1 with a strikeout. He's got Mendoza down there at second base. And first pitch is taken for a ball, 1-0. Switching from a lefty to a righty out there. And curveball in there for a strike. Good pitch. Mendoza takes a big lead down there at second. And next to Limery, Finke fouls that one away. And it looks to be 18. That'd be Andrew Olive coming on. And this pitching change brought to you by Wellman Insurance. Make the change to Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance is insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, home, personal, or business. Give them a call at 836-3613 to get a quote on insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life. That's 836-3613 for Wellman Insurance. And that one fouled away. Think he's hanging tough in there. Cubs lead this one 5-0 here in the top of the second inning. So Olive in on a relief of Salazar. And now he's going to step off. And that one, a slow roller in the hole. It's short. Throw to first. And he beat it out. Infield hit for Finke.
I tell you what, Owen Finke, good speed. Ball hit deep in the hole. It's short. Shortstop made a great effort on it. Good, strong throw, but just a little late.
Now it'll bring a blue Carney with runners at the corners. And that low and outside of ball, 1-0. Take the base runner, and Olive brings the next pitch. And that one is going to be deep back. And foul.
Long strike.
So close. Hit it just a little bit to the left of the foul pole. Already nearly clubbed that one out of here.
I tell you what, he got it up in the zone on Luke, and Luke got, he got all of it just a little bit too quick.
Yep. That's, you said, Tommy, just a long, noisy strike. And swings and misses, and taken off for second with a stolen base is Finke. Hardy drew a bases loaded walk his first time up, and this time line drive down the left field side. That's going to score two. Hardy digging for second base. Throw is not going to be in time. It's a two-run double for Luke Hardy. As Mendoza and Finke both scores, and that makes it now 7-0 Cubs. And still batting here in the top of the second inning. There are two outs. As Tucker bats here. Olive checking the base runner. And pitch back up the middle. Torres charging. Throws to first and gets the out to retire the side. But in the inning, the Cubs do come up. We have five runs, five hits. There were no errors and two left on, and we go, or no, one left on, and we go to the bottom of the second inning. Cubs lead is 7-0 back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Naylor Floors LLC, experience in wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
Allen Day Funeral Homes and Crematorium, when you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
Brenham Heritage Museum, telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge, paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick up some today.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody's somebody at the Toy Box.
Tielemann Construction and Stagant Tielemann Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
Find the right insurance rate for you and your loved ones with Washington County Insurance, where everyone is treated like family, friends, and neighbors. 979-251-7771.
All right, as we come back here to start the top half, bottom half of the second inning, it's Kyle Curtis warming up, and he'll be looking at Alfonso Collins, Christian Luna, And Adam Lomas for the Peyto Panthers. Cubs leading this one 7-0 here on this Monday afternoon President's Day matinee game. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you from Peyto High School season opener for the Brenham Cubs. And good to see so many fans out here. Getting a chance to maybe grab an early day for work or may have had the day off. And taking this one in, and the pitch is taken for a strike. It's 0-1 from Curtis. Alfonso Collins, the right fielder for the Panthers. Curtis kicks and brings it. Swung out and missed. And it's 0-2. And Curtis ready, working quickly here, and bounce that one up there, a ball. Just hit just in front of the plate, bounced up in the catcher's mitt, so it's 1-2. And that one, ground ball to first, and steal up with it, he'll run to the bag. And that is out number one. And heads up play there by Braden. And Christian Luna, the batter now. Luna getting the start in left field today for Peyto. And pitch taken inside for a strike. It's 0-1. And next one inside, 1-1. And that one stayed a little high, and it's 2-1 now. Next pitch from Curtis. Swung on a miss, and it's 2-2. And that one's going to be popped up into left field. And over there making the grab is Maurer for out number two. And now they'll bring him Adam Lomas, the third baseman. So Curtis shooting for a 1-2-3 inning. Gets a sign from Tucker. And the pitch. And that's taken four ball. As a matter of fact, it goes all the way back to the backstop. Kind of shot through Tucker's legs there.
That's an eternity trip.
Yeah. And that one, check swing back to the pitcher. And up with it is Curtis, throws to first. And that'll retire the side. So three up and three down in that inning. Three up and three down, what a relief. Come to Brenham National Bank and get financial relief. They made banking fun. Remember, FDIC. And we will go to the top of the third inning. Cubs lead this one 7-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
WC Tractor, serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at WCTractor.com.
J&A Roofing. Experts in every aspect of roofing, from new construction to green, energy-efficient solutions.
For proven results, trust the experience and expertise of Realtor Boo Christensen at Hody Real Estate in downtown Brenham.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is their business. 836-2331.
Awards and more. Creating custom awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley. Highway 36 South in Brenham.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
Computer Helpers, Brenham's favorite choice for a new computer, sales, and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
right, as we come back here at the top of the third inning, and Andrew Olive getting set for his second inning of work, and he'll be looking at Caleb Maurer, and then back to the top of the Cub batting order with Ethan Aschenbeck and Dalton Hart. And Maurer steps in. He's got a single and a run scored. Olive's first pitch to him. He has a curveball in there for a strike, 0-1.
Seen a little bit of activity today, Doug.
Yeah. And that one fouled up the third base side. 0-2 count. Olive with a long look in and the pitch up high, 1-2.
I'm looking to see if Grandpa's down there. I do see. Oh, I see Grandpa and Granny. Yeah. They're both.
Yep. Yeah. Both sets.
Both sets. Correct.
Yeah. And curveball in. Maurer fouls that one again.
I'm glad you included that, and so I could chime in because we would hear about it.
Oh yeah.
Because someone is listening.
Oh yeah.
We found that out the other day.
And this one popped and fouled back behind us. And long look in, next pitch. And that one's going to be popped up, and that's not going to stay in. And it's going to land in the stands.
I was listening to see if it'd be right on top of us, but it was right in front of us.
Yeah. So Maurer hanging tough with an 0-2 count. And let's that one go, and that's a ball. Oh, it's two balls and two strikes is what the home plate umpire signals. Pie ball three. And I forgot to mention coaches in place for Brenham. Head coach Chase Wheaton at third, and assistant coach Seth Spivey over there at first. And that one down the line. Ooh. Just foul.
I tell you what, Caleb had a pitch on that outside corner, went with it just a little early. Foot or two foul.
Yeah, because if that one would have landed there with Maurer speed, that was easy extra
That's
bases.
Triple. That's triple.
And pitch taken, ball four, and Maurer draws the leadoff walk. And that'll bring up Ethan Aschenbeck. Aschenbeck's been on base both times with a single, a walk, and he's also scored two of those seven Cub runs. And first pitch taken for a strike. It's 0-1. And that one taken for a ball. One ball and one strike.
Ball down a little bit low. The catcher couldn't control. Good jump there by Caleb on first. Gets the easy stolen base.
Now we're taking the lead. Aschenbeck waiting on the next pitch from Olive. And that is a curveball in there for a strike. And it's 1-2. And a little bullpen activity down there for the Cubs. Yeah, that one fouled away. Cubs leading, in case you're just joining us, we're in the third inning. Cubs leading this one 7-0 over the Peyto Panthers. And next pitch, and that one's going to be popped up, and it's going to go foul. That'll be back behind us over the press box here. No balls, one strike. Olive checks the runner, and now Aschenbeck one time. And this one's going to be popped up in the air. Center fielder charging. Mauer going back to second like he was going to tag, but no, not going anywhere. And so that's one away. And that'll bring up Dalton Hart. Hart been on base both times with a walk and a single. He's also scored a couple of runs. Pitches in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Drake Bedke waiting on deck. And that one taken way outside for a ball. And that one fouled away. Looking to play out on here. You got one out, runner at second. In the form of Caleb Mauer, led off this inning with a walk. Check the runner, and next pitch from Mala. That one's going to be sent out the center. Mauer back and looking to tag and fakes a break but doesn't go.
Woo.
So two down. It wasn't deep enough to get, even with Mauer's speed, wasn't deep enough to get him to move over. And so that will be up to Drake Bentke to try to get him home.
Tell you what, Doug, found out these outfielders got some good arms.
Yes, they do. Bentke getting started DH tonight. He'll also see, or this afternoon rather, he'll also see time throughout the year in the outfield at first base. Uh, That one taken for a ball. And that one is going to be another high pop. Over at third base, and that one dropped in. It looked like the third baseman there lost it in the sunshine. That's Lomas. And I think you got to give him a hit there.
No doubt about it, Doug.
Kind of a blooped in, and Maurer with his speed, he just with it being two outs also,
yes.
He just kept right on running. And so it's an RBI infield single for Drake Behnke. And credit to Caleb right there, just heads-up base running.
Oh, no doubt about it.
And that'll bring up Braden Steele. And he takes that one for a strike. And it's now 8-0 Cubs here in the top of the third inning. And throw over to first, and back in safely goes Behnke. And we're getting actually close to the top of the hour. And, while we're on break after this inning, we'll try to see if we can get an update on how the Cubette game's going this afternoon. And that one is just foul up the third base side. 0-2 count. Braden Steele 0-2 with a walk, and then he also popped up to second.
Braden turned on that just a little quick.
And that went down low. Behnke on the run, and he will take second base uncontested.
Tell you, he was running all the way, Doug, and he had the perfect pitch. Came with curveball,
yep.
Down low in the dirt, gets the easy stolen base again.
Hollow checking on the base runner in the pitch, outside for a ball, 2-2. And next pitch, that one's going to be popped up, and is it going to stay in? Yeah, but catcher didn't get back there in time, and it's just going to drop foul.
Doug, that's got to be close 60 feet, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I think probably more so.
Yeah.
A little bit
of a trot to get back there.
Especially when you get all that extra equipment on you. And 2-2 pitch on the way to Braden Steele. And he sends that one out to left field. Left fielder back and making the grab there is Christian Luna for out number three. But in the inning, the Cubs do get another run on one hit, no errors, and one left. We go to the bottom of the third. Brennan leading 8-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
Brenham Monument Company. Brenham's professional and compassionate monument company. Home of the exclusive 10-year monument guarantee.
Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Alexander Oil on FM 389 in Brenham, serving retailers, commercial, and rural users with fuels and lubricants.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo, honest service, expert repairs on commercial trucks.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Daryl Meyer, specializing in retirement and investment planning, called to optimize your financial future, 836-9311.
Plants and Things, a small town nursery big on happy customers, Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you, small enough to want to.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
KWHI AM and K269GU FM, Brenham.
as we come back here, we have another pitching change. And this time it's for the Cubs. And it looks like Dawson Kime coming out on the hill. And this pitching change sponsored by Wellman Insurance. Make the change to Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance is insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, home, personal, or business. Give them a call at 836-3613 to get a quote on insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life. And so Kime will be working to Javier Sequeira and then back to the top with Torres and Jose Salazar. And got an update on the girls game. And right now it is West Fork leading the Cubs 4-1 with play in the fourth inning. Kylie Baker getting the start there. And Cubs lone run, Mackenzie Tiemann keeping her hot streak going with her third home run of the year.
Wow.
And they're only in game number 7 of the year.
Well, she had a dream night the other day, too.
Yeah. And ground ball over to second. Mendoza up with it. And over to first and gets the out. Yeah, with the success she's had, you know, Wade might have another second career as a hitting coach.
Yes.
And that'll bring up Edneil Quiles Torres. He grounded to second his first time up. Dawson Kime seeing his first action season, senior right-hander, all 4 years at the varsity level.
Not a big surprise, Doug. If the game ends up going that far, we could easily see a pitching change every couple of innings.
Yeah. And that one in there for a strike. And it's 2-1. And that one in there for another strike is 2-2. Good fastball by Kime.
I tell you, a nice, lively fastball there, knee high on that inside corner.
And that one, fisted foul up the first base side. Steal over there to knock it down. And that one sent out to left field. Bat track goes, Marrow, and got over his head. And that's going to get up against the fence. And Marrow gets the throw in a hurry. And it'll be a one-out double for Torres. And brings up Jose Salazar.
Ball hit really well. Turned Caleb around just a little bit. I think what it was one of those sweeping line drives.
And so Cubs with an 8-0 lead here in the bottom of the third inning, one out and one on. Salazar steps in here. He grounded to Mendoza the last time up. Kime checks on the runner and the pitch. And that's going to be up high for a ball, 1-0. And that one inside for a ball.
My accounting is correct. That was the first hit, right, Doug?
Yes, it was. And 2 walks, but yeah, that was their first hit. And runner makes a break, doesn't go, and throw down the second. Tucker trying to see if he could catch him napping, but no success.
Tell you what, good throw down there by Brody.
and take it for a strike. And that one's going to be sent out to shallow left. Maurer will make the grab. And that's out number two. And now that'll bring up Victor Salazar.
With not pitching, we know now that he'll be a mainstay in that hitting lineup.
Yeah. Switching to the DH role now. And that is a strike call. Salazar walked first time up. That was against the starter, Steele.
I thought that was a foul tip. I'm not down there.
Yeah. And kind of going to step off, and the batter will step out. Next pitch from Kime, that was going to be popped up, foul, and on top of the press box here. Good thing they got the glass here, T.L. Thought for a minute there you might have had to make a play.
That's right.
And that one is going to be a base hit, and that will get the first run of the game home for Pato. Single for Salazar. And Torres scores to make it now an 8-1 ball game. And that'll bring up Alan Soto.
Yeah, good clean single there by Salazar.
And Kime ready. Check the runner. And that one in there for a ball. One little count. Two outs in the inning. And pitch the strike call.
Good comeback pitch there by Dawson.
Kime ready.
Ooh. Good. Nice curveball.
Good pitch. Count holding it 2-2. Runner first, two down.
Oh. Joe, thought I had him.
Yeah, another foul tip. No hold the count. Next pitch from Kime, and that one's going to be sent out to left field. Maurer back, and it's over his head. And that's, well, he's got the throw in quickly, though, and kept it from allowing the runner to score. And so now Salazar and Soto aboard for Mike Barrera Jr.
All right, Doug, we got a pinch runner.
Yeah.
Be number 22,
Devin Gratz, batting for Soto. And now we'll see what Barrera can do here.
Oh, that, I take that would not be a pinch runner. That is courtesy. Excuse me. Corrected. Stand corrected, Tommy.
Kime with a long look.
Well, another nice curveball there by Dawson.
0-2, you got two on, two out here in the inning. And that one's going to be sent out to left field, and Maurer over makes the grab to retire the side. So in the inning, there was one run on three hits, no errors, and three left on, or no, excuse me, two left on, and we'll go to the bottom. I'll get it right here. Top of the fourth inning, Cubs leading it 8-1. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Brenham Collision Center, located at 810 West Main, offering repairs, insurance assistance, and 24/7 towing services just for you.
Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, Financial Advisor. Edward Jones, making sense of investing, member SIPC. For quality health care in the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care, 251-7705.
Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham, serving great tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food. Good times, Lone Star Southern Grill.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignment and balancing.
Miller Electric and Plumbing, servicing the Brenham area since 1952 with electrical and plumbing installations and repairs.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Navarre, and Jimmy Key, 105 East Main Street.
If you need foundation repair, trust the experts at Keystone Foundation Repair. Quality at an affordable price. Call 281-758-7000 today for a free estimate.
Pizza Hut. They don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
All right, as we come back here, it's time now for the top half of the fourth inning. And it's going to be Landry Mendoza, Owen Finke, and Luke Hardy to bat for the Cubs. Mendoza 1-for-2 with an RBI, well, with the two-run double. And he also later came in and scored a run. And that one is just missing a ball. It's 1-0. Long look in, and next pitch coming. And that one is going to be sent
ball
deep back, looking up. And that is a Landry Mendoza home run.
He got all of that one.
Absolutely, right. Just crushed it. And Mendoza now is 2-for-3 in the game with three runs.
With three RBIs.
And now that'll bring up Owen Finke. And that makes it now 9-1 Cubs. So lead is back up to 8. squares away to bunt. And Finke lays this one perfectly down the third base side. And he's safe. And Owen now 2 for 3. I mean, he just, that was just perfectly placed right there.
I'll tell you what, that's as good as you can get right there.
And then using the speed to get down that line and beat it out at first. And now Luke Hardy, the batter. Hardy's got a double, a walk, and 3 RBIs. Yeah, pitch taken for right there, with so many guys having good days today, we might have to do a coin flip for the John Breeden star of the game afterwards.
Hey, you know what? I tell you what, we have all types of options here.
Yeah. Yeah, next pitch swung out and missed.
No, even so, you know, Dawson had a little bit of a shaky inning last inning, but, you know, all in all, he did a good job getting out of the inning without a lot of damage.
Yeah, snap throw over, and Finke back in there safely. And that one foul tip. And 1-2 now. Well, looking in the check outside of ball. Three balls, 2 strikes.
You're talking about generations, Doug.
Yeah.
Luke Hardy.
Yeah.
Grandfather, former Brenham Cub.
Yeah.
On the other side.
Swung and missed.
On the other side of the Cubs over there, you got Nate Rowe.
Yeah.
Grandfather.
Yeah. And Dad.
And Dad. And Dad. There you go. Thank you.
And that one, a ground ball in the hole at short. Throw to first. And he beat it out. And so Hardy now been on base all 3 times. And that'll bring up Brody Tucker.
And still batting 1,000.
Yeah. And that one taken for a ball, and it's 1-0. And next pitch taken for a strike. Throw back in. Easily back in there is Finke. Yeah, Finke at second, Hardy at first. Another run already in this inning on a solo homer by Landry Mendoza. two aboard. Olive checks on the runners. Not very big leads in that one. Outside for a ball. And Tucker really showing some good patience at the plate in this at bat. And Tucker sends this one ground ball to short. They're going to go to second for one, relay to first. Round the horn, double play. And so that is two down now. On the play, Finke moves over to third base. It would be up to Caleb Maurer to try to get him in. And swung on a miss, then it's quickly 0-1.
Well, another good curveball there by Olive.
Yeah.
Couldn't catch up to it.
And that one taken for a strike. 0-2. Long look in there, and Olive does want to grab ball over to third, throw to first, then the dirt gets away, and Maurer heading for two. He's got a shot, he's going to go for three as the run scores, and Caleb Maurer circling the bases all the way into third as Finke comes in. And so now 10-1 Cubs. And back to the top of the order with Aschenbeck.
You did go E5, correct?
Yes. And so now the conferencing is resumed. Aschenbeck's been on base two of the three times that he's been up there. Single, walk, and he's also scored a couple of runs. And flied out to center field his first time up.
Coach came out of the dugout, Doug. Got right at the edge of the grass there.
Yeah.
And turned around, looked at the dugout, and went back in the dugout. Okay. So.
And next pitch taken for a ball. And don't forget also the high school basketball playoffs starting up. Some of the games starting tonight. Some starting tomorrow night. Tomorrow night here on KWHI. We'll have, of course, the Washington County Spelling Bee is on the main field. This is a ground ball in the hole at short. Throw to first, and they do get the out there. And we'll do more on that in the next half inning. But in the inning for the Cubs, they do come up with two runs on three hits, one error, and one left on. And we will go to the bottom of the fourth. Cubs lead it 10-1 back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Brenham Ironworks for custom gates and running metal building panels, trim, and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks, celebrating 20 years.
Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures. They preserve memories.
Woodman Life for life insurance and financial security for your family. Call Amanda Coring and Russell Coring.
3F Tree Transplanting, the best trees and transplanting services in Washington County. Go online to 3ftreetransplanting.com.
Squeaky Clean Car Wash is locally owned and operated at Bluebell Road and Highway 105 in Brenham. Remember, if it don't squeak, it ain't squeaky clean.
DDM Custom Buildings. Let DDM design and fabricate your new barn dominium, workshop, barn, or storage building.
Teamworks Parts, Service, and Fabrication. Where your truck and trailer's care and service are their top priority.
216 Happy Hollow Road.
Dominant Associates, your local Germania Insurance Agents at 310 South Bluebell Road. Protecting your auto, boat, home, business, and life.
And Schulte Farm Services, not just a feed store, full service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
All right, as we come back here, and we have a new pitcher for the Brenham Cubs, and who do we see out there, T.L.?
Sterling Scheffer.
All right, Sterling Scheffer getting his first appearance in 2026, and this pitching change is brought to you by Wellman Insurance. Make the change to Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance is insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, home, personal, or business. Give them a call, 836-3613, and get a quote on insurance that's been customized to fit your brand and your life. That's 836-3613 for Wellman Insurance. And also, it's the bottom of the fourth, and that means it's time for our Whataburger Recap. And the Whataburger Recap brought to you by Whataburger Brenham at 2801 Highway 36 South. Juicy burgers, creamy malt milkshakes, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Adding big flavor to your hometown with online ordering available. Perfect at all hours of the day, 24/7. And Scheffer will be looking at Alfonso Collins, Christian Luna, and Adam Lomas. Third pitcher used by coach Chase Wheaton. At first pitch in there, fourth strike, 0-1. Cubs got things going in the top half of the first inning. Ethan Aschenbeck with a single. Dalton Hart trying a walk, and then it was Drake Behnke with an RBI single to get the run home. And then with the bases loaded later in the inning, Lucardi drew a bases loaded walk that got the other run home. And that made it 2-0. And then the Cubs explode. 5 runs in the top half of the second inning. And pitch taken outside for a ball. It was Caleb Maurer, Ethan Aschenbeck, and Dalton Hart all getting on. And then Drake Behnke with a sack fly to bring one of those runs home. And then later in the inning, Lucardi with a 2-run double. And next pitch is a ground ball to short. Hart up with it, throws to first, and that's quickly 2 away. That's one away.
One away.
Okay, 6. Now we've got Christian Luna coming up as Collins is retired. And next pitch. And they're taking it outside for a ball.
I tell you what, Doug, I'm going to have to get a little bit more power on the binoculars. I'm 99% sure we have a new left fielder and right fielder. I just can't pick up those numbers. And not being critical, but we have that on these gray uniforms. You got green with a white border. And then
with bright sunshine on top of that.
Exactly. Please, if folks, if y'all don't understand, come out.
And Keim ready. This is Scheffer in here now. He's got one down. And this one's going to be popped up. Got one for it is Tucker. And he'll make the grab for out number 2. And Adam Lomas now the batter. Kyle Curtis started the game. Then Dawson Keim, or Curtis pitched the first 2 innings. Keim pitched 1 inning. Now Scheffer getting an inning here. And this is the first game of the season coming up Thursday. They're going to be heading to Louisiana for tournament play there. And that one is a ball, gets away. And now Cubettes coming back on West Fork. It's now a 4-3 ball game. It was 4-1 earlier.
Coming back there, I'll bring a smile to Coach Roberts' face.
Got down to a one-run ball game. And that one swung on and missed. And we'll keep track if we get a final on that before we go off the air. We'll be sure and pass that along.
And what inning is that again?
They're in the bottom of the sixth.
Oh, okay.
And swung on and missed. And down goes Jones to retire the side, and that's another three up and three down inning. And that is, three up and three down. Way to go, Brenham National Bank. The way to go for the best banking products in town. Member FDIC. And we move on to the top of the fifth. Cubs lead this one 10-1 back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Citizens State Bank, where our hometown is your hometown too. Local people, local decisions since 1925.
Herman Furniture and Emporium. There's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monuments and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
Turn to the experts. Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier Factory authorized dealers celebrating 70 years of sales and service.
Brenham Animal Services, providing community pets with the care they need and the love they deserve.
Felder's Buy and Buy, for groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell gas. 2111 South Market in Brenham.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 7 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your needs.
For a great smile, see Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles at Altman Dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
Wellman Insurance, service that only a local agency can provide. Comprehensive coverage and competitive pricing. Neighbors serving neighbors.
All right, as we come back here, we got Alfonso Collins is now, he comes in from right field to do the pitching for the Panthers. And for the Cubs, it'll be Dalton Hart, Drake Binky, and Braden Steele scheduled to bat here. Brenham leading this one 10-1. We're in the top of the fifth inning. As Hart steps in, he is 1-for-2. Single, a walk, and 2 runs scored. Hart with a left-hand batter here against the right-hand pitcher. And he sends this one a high fly ball. Right fielder backtracking. And he'll make the grab for out number one. And that'll bring up Drake Benke. Benke is a pair of singles and a sack fly. Total of 3 RBIs on the day. And he turns on that one and foul over in the corner.
Right fielder says, let one of the Cubs go get it. That's with all that real estate out there.
And bounce up their ball.
But you know what, Doug? I like this atmosphere with that big. You know, you got a big foul territory. Makes it a baseball field.
Exactly.
Big field.
That one fouled away.
Tell you what, some of these new ballpark, major league ballpark, you're right down on everything.
Oh, yeah. Benke pops this one that's in the foul territory out of the way. Well, the other thing I love, too, about over here at Beto, the pond down the right field line.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
With the fountain shooting the water up in the air there. And that one is outside for a ball.
Yeah, you would think mom and dad could bring little brother or little sister out here and let them bring a rod and reel along.
Yep.
Grab a chair.
Yep. And Bethke throws another
turned
one.
Turned on it. I don't know if you picked up on all that conversation we had with Nicholas.
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with that forward-facing sonar?
Not at all.
You actually go on a lake, and it will pinpoint where the fish are.
Oh, wow.
All you have to do is drop it.
And Benke with another single, and he's aboard again, third time this afternoon. He's aboard now for Braden Steele.
That makes it, three for four, right? Correct? Mm-hmm.
Three for three because the other was a sack fly, so it doesn't count as in the bat.
Okay, why did I have a fly to eight?
Yeah, it was a sack fly.
Maybe that's what I did.
That's probably what you meant. And three RBIs as well for Benke. And meanwhile, Steele takes a pitch for a ball. It's 1-1. And this one's going to be sent in. That could be getting in the gap. No, left fielder over. Covers some ground and makes the catch.
No doubt about it. Ball hit deep in the left center. And, left fielder gets over there quickly, makes the catch.
Christian Luna then. This retired Steele for the second time tonight. Now it's going to bring up, or this afternoon rather, that's bring up Landry Mendoza. And Landry 2-for-3 with a 2-run double and a solo homer. And that one up and in.
By the way, that home run was no doubter, a bomb, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. And he pops this one up. Catcher over, up against the fence, and he lost track of it in the sunlight.
I tell you what, Doug, I'm going to defend those guys not getting. When you have that endless sky like this,
it's hard to make those.
No, it is. No excuses. It's. And it even makes it more difficult with the catcher.
And this time Mendoza swings and he hits it. Did he do it again?
Has he got another one?
And yes, he does. Landry Mendoza's second home run of the game. And that one, wow, what a bomb there.
Wow.
That makes it 12-1 Cubs now, and that will mean the run rule is into effect in the bottom half of the inning. As Owen Finke bats here now. Just an absolute bomb there for Mendoza.
He actually made a statement, did he not?
Yeah.
Look at
this one. Owen Finke back deep and gone again. And Owen Finke with a home run. And he'll go into the trot. And Cubs bringing out the whooping sticks today. And Finke rounds third, and that will make it now 13-1.
And, you know. you know, got a pitch up across the plate. And when you get a pitch like that, Doug, all you need is a good cut, and that's it.
Yep, and that's going to bring a visit to the mound, and we may have a pitching change here. Or will he leave him in? Because Panthers only need one more out to get out of the inning. And looks like we're going to get Blusinega has come out to pinch hit for Luke
that
Gardner.
That will be your right fielder.
Yeah.
Now we got it.
Blusinega, of course, most folks know him as a place kicker on the football team. But he's been known to do some baseballing, too. And as far as I know, I think this is his first varsity. I don't think we saw him last year on varsity, but get his first plate appearance here.
And we are correct on this, only sophomore? Or is he junior?
Junior.
Okay. Well, we know he can kick.
Yeah. Yeah, the first pitch to him, taking inside for a ball, 1-0.
I tell you what, the perfect name for a place kicker. It's an easy one to remember.
Yeah, pitch taken for a ball, it's 2-0.
You know, we would hope with another year left, you know, we could really see maybe get a shot at a long field goal record.
Yeah. And that one inside a ball.
You know, I really honestly felt he may be a soccer kicker.
Yeah.
Or a soccer player.
But and taking ball four, and Sinego will get the walk. And brings up Brody Tucker. Or actually, we're going to get Hudson Hartstack is going to bat for Tucker. Yeah. So Hartstack to bat here. Tucker was 0-for-3 in the game. And looks like Brooks Rosnoski.
Yeah, you're right. That's our left fielder, Doug.
Okay. So they got first, and the pitch to Hartstack is taken for a strike, 0-1. And next pitch, taken for a ball, 1-1. And I believe he's a third generation Cub.
Correct.
Yeah.
And we need to bring this up also. Mm-hmm. Hudson, I would say, heir to be quarterback for the fall coming up.
And pitches inside for a ball, 2-1. And swung and missed.
I mean, I never thought he was short, but he looked like he's gained a little height, Doug.
Yeah. Might have hit a growth spurt in there somewhere. And next pitch taken is a ball, and it's 3-2. Full count on Hartstack. And that one taken, strike three called, and that'll retire the side. In the inning, though, the Cubs do tack on three more runs on back-to-back homers from Landry Mendoza and Owen Finke. And we head to the bottom of the fifth inning. Cubs lead it 13-1. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties, 1401 South Austin.
Grilled onions, jalapenos, crispy bacon. Adding big flavor to your hometown Whataburger. Online ordering available.
Baker's Ag Service, commercial and residential, for dozer work, excavation services, and demolition work.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, an old-fashioned toy store filled from floor to ceiling with hard-to-find classic toys and books.
KT Auto Plus, General Automotive and Tractor Repair, located at 1006 North Park in Brenham.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated dealer, supporting the local community since 1962.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue, they're Nathan's. Call or follow them on Facebook.
Christy Schlodman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park, offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, houses an 18-hole golf course, large swimming pool, and beautiful clubhouse.
Cruzy Village, full-service care retirement community for the next chapter in your life.
And coming in, Rosnowski staying in the game to pitch. And this pitching change brought to you by Wellman Insurance. Make the change to Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance is insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, home, personal, or business. Give them a call at 836-3613 to get a quote on insurance. This one is customized to fit you and your life. That's Wellman Insurance of Brenham. And Rosnowski warming it up here. He'll be looking at the 9-1 and 2 hitters for Peyto. Sequeira Torres and Jose Salazar. And Bucinella is over in right field.
Okay, I did get it right. Is that correct? 26 and left, Doug.
Okay, and that would be Cooper Hody.
Cooper Hody, correct.
So Cooper Hody coming in left field. And Rosnowski, the fourth pitcher of the game here for Coach Chase Wheaton. Just getting some guys some early work here in this first game. And pitch taken for a ball. It's 1-0. Of course, we started with Kyle Curtis. Then it was Dawson. Curtis went the first two innings. Kime went an inning. Sheffer went an inning. And now Rosnowski trying to close it out here. And pitches up high for a ball. It's 2-0.
Brooks Rosnowski, another dual sport.
Yeah. And second-generation Cub.
Second. You got you. Thank you.
Pitch taken for a strike. Of course, his dad, Brandon, played under Coach Jim Long. Was a great pitcher during that time. And next pitch, just missing.
Dad pitched semifinal game at the state tournament.
Yeah. And strike call. It's full count now, 3-2. And down low, ball four, and Sequeira draws the leadoff walk.
Peyto definitely looking for a number of base runners.
Yeah. Trailing here 13-1. And pitches up high for a ball. And taken for a strike. One ball and one strike. And that one hit in the air. Finke and Hart both call it for it, and Finke will take charge for out number one. And, well, we got a final in the girls' game, and unfortunately, bad news for the Cubettes as they fall 6-3 to West Fork. And so West Fork gets the win, snaps their three-game winning streak, I mean. And so next up for the Cubettes, they'll be heading to the Dripping Springs tournament. And pitch taken for a strike. And on Thursday, they'll play Crandall at 9 a.m. and Lake Travis at 11 a.m. And then Friday, they got Barbers Hill and Cedars Park. And then Saturday, Bridgeland and Prosper. So that is definitely a tough schedule there.
Oh, no. I tell you what. That's one thing that Coach Roberts does. She's not afraid to schedule against the best.
Yeah. So one-on-one out here. Yeah, that one bounced up there, a ball.
And, you know, the one thing about the leadoff classic, they, up until Saturday came around, had some pretty good weather.
Yeah.
For a change.
Yeah. And this one, a little blooper out in the left, coming in, charging, and nobody took charge of it, and it ends up falling in. Finke and Hody and Hart were all going back there, and
we got a new face in left field.
And
that should have been the left fielder's ball to call.
Yeah, so. All the way. He should have called the two infielders off. And so it drops in, and now that'll bring in Victor Salazar.
You know, we had two veteran infielders going back, but still, you know, it's, the outfielder's call. He's coming in. It's his play to make.
Yeah. And pitch is taken for a strike, and it's 0-1. So two on now, and more bullpen activity down the line for the Cubs. And that one is up high for a ball. Check of the base runner and pitch from Rosnowski.
Well, I like that pitch.
Yeah.
Wow.
That looked pretty good from up here. And it's 2-1. And a pie for a ball, 3-1. And that one got off the glove of Rosnowski. Luckily, Hart there to back it up. And with this big lead, you don't want their concentration to lap. You want to take care of business and get these last two outs. And it's taken ball four. That will load the bases now. And bring a balance Soto, the catcher. And that's going to bring a visit to the mound from Coach Wheaton. And this might be just a little mini conference here, just try to settle Rosnowski down. Although, really, some of that not his fault. I noticed, too, the home plate umpire, some of the pitches that he was giving earlier now, not giving here this inning.
You know, plus, and for all practical purposes, there should be another out. There should be
yes,
two outs.
There should be. The base is loaded, and now with the large lead, infielders was playing back at regular depth. And pitches a strike call on Soto. Next pitch, up high for a ball. 1-1 count.
Yeah, and I definitely, and I think that was all part of the game plan for Coach Wheaton to see a number of pitchers today to see, you know, what he's got.
Yeah. Pitches up high, and it's 2-1 now. And that one is going to be smacked down the line, fair ball. And that's going to get a couple, that's going to get one run home and make it a 13-2 game on the RBI single.
Second hit of the day for Soto.
As a matter of fact, he's got two of their two of their four hits.
Yes, correct.
And now Mike Barrera, the batter. And Rosnowski going to step off the rubber and look the runner's back. And that one is a ball. And in there for a strike, 1-1. Bases loaded, only one out. Comes to need two more outs to seal this one. And pitch taken outside for a ball. 2-1.
Well, we just need throw strikes here.
Yeah.
And we do have some activity, Doug.
Yeah, somebody... We can't see from our vantage point here, but somebody's warming up in the bullpen for Brenham. And foul tip. Two balls and two strikes. And next pitch, swung and a miss.
Got him.
And down on strikes.
Tell you what, really good pitch there by Brooks Rosnowski. A little bit above the knees, right on that inside corner. Hard pitch to catch up to.
That'll bring up Alfonso Collins. Two outs here in the inning. Cubs just one out away from getting their first victory on the season. And pitch in there for a strike. It's 0-1. And that one outside for a ball. 1-1 count. Next pitch, foul away, and it's 0-2, so Pato down to their final strike. And Rosnowski going to step off. Now he's ready. 0-2 pitch,
Ooh.
Ooh.
How did he not ring him up on that one? That looked pretty good from here. And instead, it's one ball and two strikes. And swung and a miss, got him on strikes. And that should be the ball game. Our final score, they're coming out of the dugout. Our final score, Brenham Cubs win it 13-2. Game over after five innings via the run rule. And we'll be back with the Brenham Cub post-game show. And this broadcast of Brenham Cub Baseball made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. The post-game show made possible by Woodman Life, Gilmore Electric Express, John Breeden with State Farm, The Paint Warehouse, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Walshit Construction, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger and Brenham, Odie Real Estate, Trail Masters Clearing and Mulching, WSC Tractor, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Double D Glass Service, Coach's Insurance Agency, DDM Pipe and Steel, Wingstop, and TNA Services. Back with the postgame after we hear these words from our sponsors.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
Flavor takes center stage at Wingstop, where every wing is cooked to order and tossed in bold, crave-worthy sauces. From classic lemon pepper and hickory smoked barbecue to their famous original hot, there's a flavor for every appetite. Add seasoned fries, crispy tenders, and a refreshing drink to complete the meal. Whether it's lunch with coworkers, dinner with family, or game night with friends, Wingstop delivers big taste every time. Stop in at 2642 TX36 in Brenham or order online at wingstop.com.
Howdy, Patrick Henning here with your Gilmore Electric Express light bulb moment. When the power goes down, you need backup. A home backup generator can keep your lights on, your fridge cold, and your devices charged. It's like having a personal power plant in your backyard. Power up with Gilmore Electric Express. We specialize in generator installation and maintenance, so you're never left in the dark. For your electrical needs, don't settle for less. Call Gilmore Electric Express at 979-77-LIGHT.
A custom home should reflect everything you want and need, built with unmatched quality and expert craftsmanship. That's why more homeowners choose Walchick Construction, the number one custom home builder in Southeast Texas. With over 40 years of experience, Presley Walchick brings dream homes to life with skill and care. View completed projects at WalchickConstruction.com or call 979-732-7018. Trust Walchick Construction with your building projects. Walchick Construction would like to wish the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes a successful baseball and softball season.
All right, as we come back here to Peyto High School, Doug Brenham, Tommy Lange with you. And your final score here on opening day, Brenham Cubs win it 13-2. And that's a good way to start the season, not only with a win, but a run rule win.
Yeah, I tell you what, you couldn't ask for anything better than that. And you know what? Worked out really well for us. Coach Wheaton got to see some of his arms, used a number of different pitchers today, which is a plus. And found out we do have some hitters.
We certainly do. I mean, just up and down the lineup. And the guys really did a good job of putting the ball in play. And, of course, you can't say enough about Landry Mendoza, and we'll talk more about him a little later. 3-for-4, double, 2 home runs, 5 RBIs, great game there. Owen Finke, 3 hits. Include 2 singles and a home run, 3 runs scored. And then Drake Benke, 3-hit game. Luke Carty with a couple of hits. I mean, it's just up and down the order. Great. And I believe the fellas are making their way over here. And why don't you go open the door for them there, T.L. They're on this side, Tommy. They're over here on this one. Yeah. All right, come on in, guys. Okay. Who wants to go first? All right, we got Kyle Curtis. Yeah, there you go. Check it in here. And Kyle, congratulate. What a great way to start opening day here.
Yes, sir. Got a win. Yeah. You know, we came out here ready to play.
Yeah, and how about the offense just absolutely exploding here in this afternoon?
Yeah, it always feels good as a pitcher whenever your offense is hitting the ball well. Feels good to come out here. We work on it all week, hit every day. Felt good.
Yeah, and well, too, it makes your job easier. All you got to do is just go out there and throw strikes.
For sure. All I got to do is go in there, pound the zone, let my defense work because I know we're going to score runs.
Yeah, and, of course, y'all got a big tournament. I noticed, Coach Wheaton kind of spread y'all out a little bit this afternoon, looking at some different arms. And, of course, a big tournament in Louisiana this weekend. Are you guys looking forward to the trip?
Yes, sir, we are. We're very excited to go down there and play some really good teams down there. And it's going to be a test for us, but it's going to be fun.
All right, Kyle, thanks for joining us, and let's have some fun this season.
Yes, sir.
All right, let's get Landry in here now.
What's going on, Doug?
Hey, Landry, wow, man, you had a heck of a day today. Two-run double, solo homer, and two-run homer, and it looked like you were seeing the ball pretty well out there.
Oh, yeah, I was telling him, you know, it just looked like a beach ball up there, you know. I was having fun out there, seeing it well, yes, sir.
Yeah, and take us through, especially the two home run at-bats. What were you looking for when you got up to the plate there?
Well, it started with the first at-bat. You know, we had that hard-throwing lefty, you know, upper eights, and, you know, I kind of learned from that at-bat because I was, you know, had late takes. You know, I wasn't really aggressive swinging it, and so I took that into the next three at-bats, and I was more aggressive early, you know, and I was getting my swing off, and it paid off.
And I know, with it being, even though it is just the first game of the season, it was good to see pitchers throwing well and hitters also making good contact, and hope we see more of that this season.
Oh, yeah, everyone was doing their job, and it's great when that happens, so I look forward to this weekend in Barb in Louisiana, and I hope we can do it the rest of the season.
Yeah, it should be a fun trip out there, and wish you guys good luck, and we will see you when you get back.
Sounds good. Thank you,
Doug. All right, thank you, Landry. Good job today. And let's see, is Coach Wheaton on his way? Oh, he's still in the, well, we'll go ahead and take a break, and we'll hope to have Coach Wheaton when we come back, but let's send you to the studios and hear these words from our sponsors.
And it's a home run! Make a home run with Coaches Insurance Agency. With over 50 companies to choose from and in the business for over 20 years, they have every plan to fit your needs. From auto, home, life, health, business, trucks, and anything insurance related. Remember, you don't need to be a coach to get in the game. Call them today for their affordable prices at 979-353-2033. Coaches Insurance Agency in Brenham. Get yourself coached up. Game over.
The Paint Warehouse is your locally owned Benjamin Moore retailer. They're your store for quality with brilliant and durable paints in a variety of sheens and thousands of colors. They're your store for service with one-on-one advice for contractors and homeowners. They're your local experts, and they're here to help you with all your painting projects. Benjamin Moore, The Paint Warehouse in Brenham, 1802 South Market Street. Follow them on Facebook at Paint Warehouse or visit their website, thepaintw.com.
In the heart of Texas, where the land speaks volumes, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching is your go-to partner to transform your property. Locally owned and operated in Brenham, Trailmasters specializes in forestry mulching, ground clearing, and underbrushing services. With professional precision, they help you restore and maintain your natural landscapes efficiently. Trailmasters is your trusted partner for a cleaner and breathtaking property. Visit TrailmastersTexas.com and visit their Facebook page today. Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching wishes all the athletes a successful baseball and softball season.
Wayne and Clarence of Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to support the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes baseball and softball teams this season. We're cheering on the Cubs and Cubettes into another successful season leading into the playoffs. We wish them a swift and safe victory this spring. Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County, one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel. We make it personal.
All right, as we come back to Peyto High School, we're joined now by the head coach of the Brenham Cubs, Coach Chase Wheaton. And, Coach, what a way to get the season started off today.
Yeah, that was a good one, a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, your guys coming out, and we'll talk about the pitching first, and you got to look at a bunch of different arms. Was that just kind of seeing what you got as far as getting ready down the road here for the tournament?
Right. Well, we didn't script anything as far as our arms go. We knew we were going to start Kyle, obviously. But after that, we were just going to kind of let the game and how it was going dictate who went out there, and got an opportunity to get multiple guys some innings and some looks, and, you know, everybody's fresh for the weekend. We knew we wanted to, with that in mind, 35 innings this weekend, keep as many of them fresh and as hot as possible going into the weekend, and we did just that.
And then the hitting attack, I mean, led by Landry Mendoza with a couple of home runs. I wouldn't think he with another home run, with a home run as well. And, I mean, the guys just looked like they were seeing the ball really well out there.
Yeah, they did a good job. We saw a really good left who's had some success. He was up to 91 today. Wasn't on my radar for us to tag him for five. Jumped on him early. He left some balls over the big part of the plate, and we got some good swings off early on and scratched. He got a little wild, and, you know, obviously – once he was out of the game, our hitters got pretty comfortable, and we got some violent swings off. And, you know, Landry, I think he'd probably be the first to tell you he's been struggling a little bit, but he understands the highs and lows of a season. He shows up every day, works his butt off, and, you know, I'm not surprised he got two big ones off today.
Yeah, absolutely. And now you guys get set for the tournament over in Louisiana this weekend. And I understand you're going to be seeing some really good competition over there.
Yeah, it's good baseball and, you know, some of the best in the country, not just – in the South. But, you know, we're looking forward to the challenge, looking forward to kind of finding out who we are. Obviously, we're going to need multiple guys, especially on the mound, and, you know, getting some guys some opportunities and kind of find out who we are as a team. And we're looking forward to the challenge.
All right, Coach, congratulations on the win. Hopefully this is the start of something really special this year.
Thank you, guys.
All right, Coach Chase Wheaton joining us here on the post game. We'll take another break. When we come back, Tommy and I will name our John Breeden star of the game after we hear these words from our sponsors.
So, how's the new job?
Love it. But it's not just a job, it's a career.
Life insurance? Love?
I told you Woodman Life is really active in the community, right? They support all kinds of community improvement projects. How's your job, by the way?
Don't ask.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring. Contact them for your life insurance and financial security for your family.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
Are you looking for a new home or wanting to sell your ranch? Hody Real Estate has been active in all aspects of real estate since 1978. They're family-owned and operated in the heart of downtown Brenham with everything from residential and country homes, farms and ranches, unimproved lots, acreage, and commercial property. Visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 836-8532 and receive the professional real estate marketing and representation you deserve. Hody Real Estate, roots for the home team this baseball softball season.
If you have unwanted guests in your home, T&A Pest Control can help. T&A Pest Control Services is locally owned and operated in Brenham. They provide you with their brand name products and give you the best quality service they have to offer. Give them a call today for a free quote and let them help you get on your way to a pest management plan that works for you. At T&A Services, their number is 979-203-7632 or for Espanol, 979-661-2524.
There's a big deal going on at Whataburger. Our new Big Ranch Wrap is just $3 with a crispy chicken strip, buttermilk ranch, cheese, and fresh veggies in a warm tortilla. Or for $4, go bigger with 5 premium Wada chicken bites. Or go bigger than big with a bacon cheese Whataburger Jr. with fresh 100% beef and melty cheese for just $5. Add fries and a drink for just $2.49. Now that's a big deal. The Wada deal, now at Whataburger. For a limited time at participating locations, download the app.
All right, we come back here as we continue with more of the post-game show. And Cubs went 13-2, the final score here. And it's time to name our John Breeden star of the game. And this one, we had a lot of good candidates, but this one really stood out.
I tell you what, Doug, it wasn't a real hard decision. It just put a sealer on it when he hit that second home run. But while you were visiting with Kyle Curtis, I visited with Landry, and the first thing that came out of his mouth, he said, you know what? Everything that came up there today was a beach ball. And I love it. And you know what? You have those days. You got it. And I'm going to tell you what, he took advantage of it. And that's just an old baseball saying when you have a great day like that. But, you know, Landry Mendoza just won the heck of a ball game today. I want to make sure I get all of this right. A double, two RBIs, scored a run, a home run, two RBIs, and another home run. I tell you what, three extra base hits, five RBIs. I'll take that any day of the week. Landry Mendoza, our John Breeden star of the game.
And the star of the game is sponsored by John Breeden State Farm Insurance. See State Farm agent John Breeden, 2006 South A Street in Brenham, for State Farm Good Neighbor Service insurance you can trust. Back with a final wrap-up after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
WC Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Brenham, invites you to stop by and check out the New Holland track loaders, wheel loaders, backhoes, and mini excavators ready to tackle those tough jobs. WC Tractor is located on Highway 290 East. They are ready to take on all your New Holland equipment needs, and their trained staff is ready to help you with your parts and service needs as well. WC Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Brenham. Check it all out on the web at WCTractor.com. That's WCTractor.com.
When contractors, suburban farmers, and do-it-yourselfers need metal products and tools, they all go to the same place, DDM Pipe and Steel. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel stocks everything you might need for your metal building project. From metal roofs to angle iron to pipe fences, tubing, and welding supplies, you'll find it all in person or online at ddmbuildings.com. DDM's experienced staff are happy to answer any questions you have and make sure you get the right part for your job. DDM Pipe and Steel. Personal attention for your next project.
Double D Glass Services steps up to the plate as Brenham's trusted residential glass service provider. When broken glass throws you a curveball, they're ready to knock it out of the park. From shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, and window screens to replacement windows and stock glass, Double D Glass Services covers every position. Check out their Facebook page to see impressive before and after plays from past projects. For estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7930. Double D Glass Services proudly supports the Cub baseball and Cubette softball teams.
State Farm can insure your car, your home, your possessions, but infinitely more precious and important, State Farm can insure your family's future. State Farm agent John Breeden can set up the right life insurance policy to protect your family's interest if the need arises. Life insurance from State Farm is tailored to fit your individual needs. So visit State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's life insurance made for you.
All right, as we come back here one last time to Katie Pato High School. And Tommy, I don't know if this is an indicator of what we're going to be in for this season, but if it is, we're going to have a fun time.
Oh, I tell you what. Well, the first thing I'm going to say is, Doug, to be honest with you, I'm not overly surprised. I'm surprised to see all the hitting that we did today. But, you know, you have a number of seniors out there, and you have a number of quality seniors. So, you know, they came out. They did exactly what they were asked to do. And, you know, it's just a good momentum booster. I think you're going to hear some things in the future out of Katy Pato. That left-handed pitcher, you and I both agreed, he just had a little difficult time finding the strike zone. And when you can't find the strike zone and you're going to bring it across the plate, I'm sorry, they're going to hit it. But anyway, just a great start for the Brenham Cubs. Excited. You couldn't say it any better. It's going to be a fun year.
Absolutely, and that'll do it for us here. Just a programming note, after we sign off, we'll be taking you to the Vince Show, and so we'll join that one in progress. And meanwhile, I want to thank Craig back at the studios for helping us bring this one to you. Big thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in, and for and thank you to our sponsors who, of course, make our broadcast possible, and for all of us here at KWHI Sports. And this is Doug Brown and Tommy Lane signing off.
Play ball!
Today's post-game show is made possible by Woodman Life.
Gilmore Electric Express, John Breeden with State Farm, The Paint Warehouse, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Walchick Construction, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger in Brenham, Hody Real Estate, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching, WC Tractor, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Double D Glass Service, Coach's Insurance Agency, DDM Pipe and Steel, Wingstop, and TNA Services. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.